This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Dr. Tim George was a renowned pediatric neurosurgeon at Dell Children's Medical Center in Austin, who died last month in Florida. KUT's Jimmy Moss has this remembrance.
Some people are driven to succeed in whatever their pursuit. Some are so driven, they even take their hobbies to another level, like Dr. Tim George.
For the IMSA Michelin Sports Car Encore at Sebring, this is competition at the highest level in the first corner of the first lap of a four.
Tim George was in the field in an endurance race in his team's prototype race car, a relatively new class of racing for this relatively new racer. But before we get to that hobby, I want to tell you about his day job. Dr. Tim George was one of the most sought-after pediatric neurosurgeons in Austin. Dr. Neil DeGarcia is Surgeon-in-Chief at Dell Children's Hospital.
I was just in awe of this man. He is was an excellent pediatric neurosurgeon who not only was academically talented, surgically talented, a leader nationally in his field, but one of the most compassionate humans I've ever met.
Dr. George was born in Brooklyn, attended medical school at NYU, further trained in surgery at Yale. He came to Austin in 2006 after 10 years mastering his craft at Duke Medical Center in Durham. He helped open Dell Children's Neurosurgical Department and taught at the University of Texas. And in all this time, he was not just mastering surgical technique. Dr. Garcia says George had a rare ability to connect with his patients.
He would always tell me, you have to take a step back and look at the patient. Look at what the patient is telling you. Look, that's how you're going to figure out what your next step is.
A sentiment echoed by Dr. George himself in a video produced for Dell Children's earlier this year.
They actually reveal a lot of things to myself, but also even to their parents, of how they really understand what is going on with them and how you know, I'll say difficult it can be, but also they also show their hope and their spirit, and their kids are just fighters.
Oh God, he was so interactive, so open, so compassionate.
Nicole Hanover Higginbotham is a pediatric nurse practitioner at Dell Children's. She was also at Duke and was hired to work with Dr. George.
He always focused on the kid, and it would be so funny because he would ask a question and the parent would try and answer the question. And he's like, no, mom, hold on, let them answer. And he would always talk to the child and ask the child how they were doing, how they were feeling, if they understood. He explained things to the kids.
It was one of those connections that led George to racing from one of his patients.
Well, do you want to tell the story or do you want me to?
Well, you were asleep.
Yeah, I was playing football. It was a scrimmage.
Bill Dollahite was watching his son Scott play football for Cedar Park High School in Waco when Scott got hurt.
And, I remember going down to cut block right where his knee was, and his knee came up and it hit the corner of my helmet. I was knocked out at that point. So, I don't remember too much after that.
Doctors in Waco told them he was paralyzed. The family decided to move Scott closer to home.
So we took about a 3-hour ride in the worst weather in the world to get back to Breckenridge following an ambulance. Ambulance pulled into Dell Children, or not to Dell Children, it's to Breckenridge at that time, middle of the night, and here comes Dr. George.
The doctor was still relatively new to Austin. Dell Children's was still under construction. Bill is not even sure if he had an office yet.
Dr. George looked at me, he goes, you know, let's not give up everything just yet. Let me take a look at this because everything just looks too perfect. Long story short, Scott went into Breckenridge quadriplegic. A couple of days later, he walked out, and no effects from it after that. And by the miracles that Dr. George did, he gave him his life back.
That life now includes a wife and two dogs you might hear whimpering in the background because they were locked away for the interview. An interview that took place in the offices at Driveway Austin Motorsports, a racetrack founded by Bill 15 years ago. Scott is now a professional race car driver, instructor, and helps run his dad's track. And the business brought Dr. George to racing.
I got a call from his wife months later, and she said, hey, I just don't know what to give Tim for his birthday. I was thinking about getting him a racing school. He always said he wanted to do that. So he became our student, and actually Scott became his instructor.
That was just the beginning. Tim did all he could to learn everything about racing.
A lot of times he would come out and just hang out and, you know, help me blow the leaves off the track and, you know, just stuff like that. So
he would. This became kind of his break room from Dell Children's. And he'd come out and there'd be, you know, new students here going around. And it's after years that he had been coming out here, and he had gotten pretty good and was racing. He'd all of a sudden just step in as an instructor.
The Dollahites partnered with Dr. George on several endurance racing ventures. Scott Dollahite and Dr. George finished second in a race in Miami just in October. While not racing, Scott was adding his technical expertise to George's team in Sebring last month. About 45 minutes after beginning his leg of the race, Scott said Tim George told his team he wasn't feeling well and that he needed to pit.
Our first full course yellow, 2 hours and 20 to go. So
where the number two car stopped again somewhere.
Well, he stopped in the pit lane. Yes, he stalled in the pit lane.
Dr. George made it back to pit road, but not quite to his team. They rushed to help. He was evacuated to a hospital. Scott met the ambulance there, only to hear the bad news. Nurse practitioner Nicole Hanover Higginbotham will remember him as a friend and the best teacher she ever had. She says it's hard for patients' families, too, but she remembers what Dr. George said to them.
This is what he used to tell families. And this is going to be like going on the world's longest roller coaster ride. And you may not always see me, but I'm going to have a seat. Hold on. I'm going to have a seat on that ride with you, and I'm not getting off. And he meant it.
Dr. Timothy George was remembered by his Dell Children's colleagues at a special gathering Tuesday night. He is survived by his wife, two children, and one grandson. He was 59 years old. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.